This is Dr. Gregory Papadakis with referral patient Henry Dorlas, Dorlas Stanville. Date of birth is 6-1-1959. Indicated procedure was patient history gastric ulcer. They follow up endoscopy and every gastric pain. Physician will give last endoscopy, but then separated on 23rd. Physician will get understand Dr. Sarkar, patient official blood pressure, patient on recovery, not prepared, she debiased and lumbar to the scope patient, practice number patient, patient play relationship. It's got a work with parts of friends, obviously, to pause about 1 second. Exam patient, duodenum gastro, no patients for intrapartum, not chest, cause of the answer, monitor erosive gastritis patient. Also, have numerous gastro ulceration. Some of the ulcer appear, does not appear to be healing at this moment. It's thick and mucosa. Multiple labs are being slightly diagnosed with those gastric ulcers and thickness of the mucosa. Right of the massage of our shelf, a current gastrointestinal obstruction is raised about urination. Question short summary, better bachelor is like that. So, pressure of the complication. Final question short summary, better bachelor is taking a slightly diagnosed. Number two, numerous non-healing enteral gastric ulcers with thickened mucosa with white base, not bleeding, deeply clear charred. Multi-biopsy taken slightly diagnosis. Gular neoplastic, what's the inflammatory changes, what's the adenocarcinoma. Number four, question is if you do duodenum recognition, even with the gastric ulcers biopsies and with the thickness of the mucosal biopsies, all same jar. Number two, I'm going to refer the patient for appendoscopic ultrasound for evaluation of these non-healing gastric ulcers, especially with thickened mucosa happening. If there's any underlying adenocarcinoma or any malignant lymphoma as a contributing factor for non-healing ulcers, or could the patient have underlying gastrointestinal stromal tumors? So that's why I'm going to send the patient for appendoscopic ultrasound evaluation, even if the biopsy comes negative for any atypical cells. And patient is going to go to Dr. VARADARAJULU for upper endoscopic ultrasound. I'm going to double the medication of protonic 40 mg twice daily. I'm going to give him Carafate 1 gram TID. And depending on the outcome of upper endoscopic ultrasound, that outcome is going to be negative for any malignancy. Then bring the patient back in 3 months for follow-up as a follow-up endoscopy to see if the ulcers appear to be healing. And then endoscopic ultrasound needs to be done now in the next couple of weeks, following one, two, and we should please send the upper endoscopy ultrasound should be followed up in a couple of weeks, following one, two, and three. Patient, please send the card of patient primary care provider, Dr. Jean Charles Guthrie, and copy Dr. Carl Saturday. The patient was May 13th to 23rd. It's May 13th to 23rd. Patient drops in.